This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And on the way, we have more day songs. Yep, it's our third and final installment of the series. And also today, for the countdown, we have the biggest hits from this first weekend of August in 1955. And our survey today is Billboard Magazine's Disc Jockey Chart. And we resume our climb to number one with record number seven, Ain't That a Shame. Here's Pat Boone.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. My heart, when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye.
First top 10 record for Charles Eugene Pat Boone. Ain't that a shame? The 21-year-old who grew up in Nashville cracked the top 20 back in the spring with an R&B song, Two Hearts. And he's done it again, but this time it'll be a bigger hit with Fats Domino's. Ain't that a shame? It was a number one on the R&B survey for Fats, and it'll reach number one for Pat as well. And his version would also crack the top 15 on the R&B chart. And he has it at number 8 on the Disc Jockey survey this weekend in 1955. Well, the group at number 7 had its first number 1 record earlier this year. The McGuire Sisters had a 10-week chart topper with Sincerely. But here's their latest.
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irresistible force such as you needs an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store. From their vast, mysterious sky, I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Fight, fight, fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta.
Christine, Dorothy, and Phyllis McGuire, out of Middletown, Ohio, at number 6 this weekend. Something's Gotta Give, accompanied by the Dick Jacobs Orchestra. That's their 4th top 10 record. It would peak at number 5. And it was featured in the film Daddy Long Legs with Fred Astaire and Leslie Caron. It's early August 1955 on today's show. And on television this summer, the game show craze has begun. On June 7th, the $64,000 question premiered on CBS with Hal March as the host. It was based on the radio show Take It or Leave It. The top prize there was $64. Now, the TV version was sponsored by Revlon, and CEO Charles Revson initially thinks it's a bad idea to sponsor the program. But the show builds an audience by having contestants return each week as their winnings increase exponentially, creating attention that keeps bringing back the viewers. Meanwhile, over on ABC, on July 2nd, The Lawrence Welk Show premieres. And 2 days later, July 4th, ABC gives us 29-year-old North Carolina pie-throwing comic Soupy Sales. And the summer reruns of ABC's Disneyland have bigger ratings than the original airings earlier in the TV season. And as we get back to the countdown now, song number 7 this weekend was introduced on the May 12th episode of a lowly rated NBC show called Justice. The series wouldn't even be picked up for the fall. But the song was a huge hit for the star of another NBC show, Your Hit Parade. It's Giselle McKenzie and Hard to Get.
When they were hard to get, you wanted my kisses. When first we met, how you wanted my kisses. They were hard to get, till I was sure your love was true. Then I gave you all my heart and all my kisses too. I wish that I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day will come when you will find to your regret a love as true as mine is hard to get. That I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day will come when you will find to your regret a love as true as mine is hard to get.
That's 27-year-old Winnipeg, Manitoba native Giselle McKenzie. In the past, she toured extensively with Jack Benny, but now she's one of the singers on Your Hit Parade. And here in July of 1955, she has a hit of her own. Hard to Get would reach number 4 this summer, and this weekend it's at number 5. Well, we just got done talking about TV. Now let's go to the movies. Look at the summer films of 1955.
New cartoons include This is a Life. Bugs Bunny is honored by a TV show, while Daffy Duck sits in the audience complaining it should be him. And there's Tweety's Circus. That's where Sylvester the Cat finds Tweety Bird.
Camel, elephant, tiger, a Tweety Bird. A Tweety Bird?
I thought I saw a putty cat.
And of course, mayhem ensues. Now there's a full-length animated feature, Lady and the Tramp. Also playing this weekend, Bob Hope and Seven Little Foys. There's Humphrey Bogart in a comedy with Aldo Ray and Peter Ustinov, We're No Angels. And Marilyn Monroe stars in The 7-Year Itch, along with Tom Ewell.
I've been married for 7 years, and I'm afraid I'm coming down with what you and Dr. Steichel call the 7-Year Itch. What am I going to do?
If something itches, my dear sir, the natural tendency is to scratch.
I scratched last night.
Tom Ewell from The 7-Year Itch. The doctor there was Oscar Homolka. And lots of dramas are playing this weekend. Newest is The Virgin Queen with Betty Davis, Richard Todd, and Joan Collins. She's also in Land of the Pharaohs with Jack Hawkins. There's Jose Ferrer and June Allison in The Shrike. House of Bamboo stars Robert Ryan and Robert Stack. There's A Life in the Balance with Ricardo Montalban, Anne Bancroft, and Lee Marvin. Lots of stars and Not as a Stranger. Olivia de Havilland, Robert Mitchum, Frank Sinatra, Gloria Graham, Broderick Crawford. Katharine Hepburn stars in Summertime. Burt Lancaster is the Kentuckian. Walter Matthau makes his debut in that one. Now, meanwhile, Lancaster is the co-producer of the film that would win Best Picture, Marty. Ernest Borgnine breaks from the bad guy roles to play the beloved Marty. His co-star is Betsy Blair.
All my brothers-in-law, they're always telling me what a good-hearted guy I am. You don't get to be good-hearted by accident. You get kicked around long enough, you get to be a real professor of pain. I know exactly how you feel. And I also want you to know I'm having a very good time with you right now and really enjoying myself. So you see, you're not such a dog as you think you are.
I'm having a very good time, too.
So there you are. So I guess I'm not such a dog as I think I am.
You're a very nice guy. I don't know why some girl hasn't grabbed you off long ago.
I don't know either.
Ernie Borgnine and Betsy Blair from Marty. And a couple of musicals to choose from at the movie house. There's Ain't Misbehavin' with Rory Calhoun, Piper Laurie, Jack Carson, and Mamie Van Doren. And there's the story of Ruth Etting and her tempestuous marriage to gangster Marty Snyder. Love Me or Leave Me, with James Cagney and Doris Day. And one of Doris Day's songs from the film is just entering the charts this week.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never stop loving you. just sure. My love will last and endure. I'll never, no, I'll never stop loving.
Debuting on the charts this week, 31-year-old Doris Day, accompanied by the Percy Faith Orchestra, I'll Never Stop Loving You. It would climb to number 13. It's part of the soundtrack of 1955 as we listen to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. For this weekend's Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating Day songs once again. It's part three of that song subject, and we've got a couple of tunes here that have both day and night in the title. The first one's from Ella.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you. You, you, night and day. You are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you. Of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside. Spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
From the 1956 album, Ella Fitzgerald sings the Cole Porter songbook. That's Night and Day. First sung by Fred Astaire in the Broadway musical Gay Divorce. And in the 56 version by Ella, she was accompanied by the Buddy Bregman Orchestra. A couple of years later, this song got a revival and soon became a jazz standard. Written by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair, The Night We Called It a Day. Sung here by Chris Connor.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me, and went on your way. The night I, the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night the hoot of an owl in the sky sad though his song no bluer than he was I the moon but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say.
There's Chris Connor. That wasn't even close to her real name. She was born Mary Jean Lutzenheiser in Kansas City, Missouri. Her big break came in the late 40s when she moved to New York City and got a job with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. Well, her cover of The Night We Called It a Day came from her 1958 album, Chris Kraft. And she was backed up by Bobby Jasper on the flute, Stan Free piano, and the drummer was Ed Shaughnessy, who played for many years with The Tonight Show Band. All right, how about a little bossa nova jazz now from Stan Getz and Charlie Bird on Samba These Days. Dan Getz and Charlie Bird, Samba These Days. I've seen various explanations on the title, and the one that seems the most plausible is that they took the Portuguese phrase, Samba de Dias, Samba of the Days, and gave it a bit of a humorous transliteration as Samba These Days. Bird wrote the song, and this was after his tour of South America where he fell in love with Brazilian music. So when he got back to the U.S., he put together an album with Stan Getz and called it Jazz Samba. And it wasn't recorded in New York or Nashville or L.A., but rather at the All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington, D.C. in February of 1962. And really kind of appropriate to record it in the nation's capital because the LP really kicked off the bossa nova craze here in America. And that's another entry for the day file in the music vaults of Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, it's the first weekend of August, 1955. And now, it's time for sports. In golf, the British Open was won by Peter Thomson. It's the second straight for the Australian. Meanwhile, for the women, the very first ever LPGA Championship was won by Beverly Hansen. To London now for Wimbledon, and Tony Traber beats Kurt Nielsen to follow up his French Open Championship. He'd also take the U.S. Open title. Louise Brough defeated Beverly Baker Flights for her fourth Wimbledon, sixth single slam, and 32nd overall major title. And to Paris, where Frenchman Louis Mbobet won the Tour de France. And at Le Mans, tragedy during the June 11th 24-hour race. 83 people are killed and at least 100 injured after an Austin Healey and Mercedes-Benz collide. Well, to the States now, and in the baseball standings, the Yankees lead the American League by a game over the White Sox and Indians, with the Red Sox four back. And Brooklyn's cruising to the pennant. They're up by 13.5 over the Braves. The Dodgers would take the flag by that same margin, while the Yanks would win it by 3. And of course, this was the year, 1955, the Dodgers finally beat the Yankees in the World Series. And new this year for baseball, the Athletics. They've moved from Philadelphia to Kansas City. And that's a look at sports from here in the summer of 1955. And we're back to the countdown from this weekend at number 4. Here's the Les Baxter version of Unchained Melody. Les Baxter's Orchestra and Chorus, an Unchained Melody. That's at number 4 this weekend in 1955 for the 33-year-old from Mejia, Texas. It's moving down the chart here in late July after 2 weeks at number 1.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace with a sensational shortening discovery for better baking and frying. It's Procter & Gamble's Golden Fluffle, the first all-new shortening in 40 years. It's rich. Its color is golden yellow. And what a pie it makes. Richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing. But let's hear what Mrs. Thelma Styra, Indiana State Fair baking champion, had to say about Fluffo.
I love Fluffo. It makes such a golden brown pie.
Oh, man, that's some apple pie.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening. And look how flaky it is. This yellow Fluffo is such a short shortening. Makes pie crust so rich.
Like cooking champions, get richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing results in everything you bake or fry. Get Golden Fluffo.
That's right, Mike Wallace before his 60 Minutes days. Didn't seem so tough back then, did he? Pitching Golden Fluffo here in 1955. And I know that many of you or your mothers or grandmothers swore by Golden Fluffo. Does anybody have one of those Golden Fluffo cookbooks still around? I bet you do. All right, well, let's get back to the countdown now. We're up to number 3 with Nat King Cole.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night the blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
With the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, that's Nat King Cole, A Blossom Fell. Song number 3 this weekend of 1955. It hit number 2 on the jukebox chart. Well, we have time for another bonus tune. Just entering the survey was the latest from Julius LaRosa.
Maybe you'll fall in love with me, Domani. Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine. I'll change my name from Johnny to Giovanni. If you will say Domani, you'll be mine. Come to me, signorina from Italy. Hear my plea, and I'll hire the hall. All your uncles and aunts and your ma and pa, your paisani, they all agree that we should wed Domani. Bellissimo. Don't say no, or my poor heart you'll break. 'Cause your uncles and aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani, they all agree that we should wed domani.
There's Julie, Julius La Rosa, now 25 years old, and his latest record, Domani, Tomorrow. That would make it to number 13 here in 1955. Well, let's spin another platter out of the Day's showcase. Here's Jack Jones.
A day in the life of a fool. A sad and a long I walk the avenue and hope I'll run into the welcome sight of you coming my way. I stop just across from your door. But you're never home anymore. So back to my room, and there in the gloom I cry tears of goodbye till you come back to me. That's the way it will be every day in the life of a fool.
There's Jack Jones, A Day in the Life of a Fool. That came from his 1966 album, Jack Jones Sings, and he was accompanied by the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra. It's another good musical day. Well, they all are, really. You're on Seems Like Old Times. Finishing up today's Seems Like Old Times, a reminder about the webpage, oldtimesradio.com, and the social media as well, Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, or Twitter if you still like to call it that. All right, here's the last of our day songs from the Sam Donahue Orchestra.
Just the other day, I heard a feller play.
Don't understand this continuity. The boy is really grand, and the lucky girl is me. See, just the other day I heard a preacher say, honor, love, and obey. Now everything is okay.
Sam Donahue and his orchestra, featuring the vocals of Mynell Allen, Just the Other Day, from 1946. And the day is done. At least the day songs are done, here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this first week of August in 1955. And the top news story of the day was the Geneva Summit. This was a meeting of the Big Four, President Eisenhower, Prime Minister Anthony Eden of the UK, Premier Nikolai Bulganin of the Soviet Union, and French Prime Minister Edgar Faure. The stated mission of the summit was to reduce international tensions. The Soviets wanted to gain respect, and they showed up smiling and behaving. The most significant and surprising proposal came by President Eisenhower and his Open Skies Plan, which called for allowing each side to send intelligence-gathering aircraft over the other's territories, virtually unhindered. The intent of the policy was to prevent nations from stockpiling dangerous weapons, and eventually lead to the disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction. There were no major agreements, only to get together again in October, but the spirit of the talks were called optimistic by President Eisenhower upon his return.
Just what will be the result of this conference, of course, no one knows, but the coming months will tell much. But in the meantime, we do know that new contacts have been established, and there is evidence of a new friendliness in the world. For my part, if there's one man I would single out as deserving the thanks of the American people, it would be Foster Dulles, a man who represents us in every kind of conference with the greatest of dignity and the greatest of skill.
President Eisenhower, referring to John Foster Dulles as Secretary of State, who also attended the summit, and at the height of the Cold War, it seemed like this meeting relaxed world tensions. Even the Soviet leader Nikolai Bulganin proclaimed it a new era. And that was one of the top news stories this weekend in 1955. And at the top of the Billboard magazine disc jockey chart this weekend is Frank Sinatra. And I guess you could say this completes the comeback for Frank. He's a full-fledged movie star now, and he's returned to the top of the music charts for the first time in 8 years. And here's the record that's done it, Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying. But you can't forget her, soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Things are going really well for Frank Sinatra. I mentioned that he's a movie star now, along with Not as a Stranger, which is in theaters now. Guys and Dolls is soon to be released, along with The Tender Trap and The Man with a Golden Arm, all before the year's out. And musically, he may be better than ever. At the end of May, he released the album In the Wee Small Hours, which firmly established Bill Miller as his piano player and also musical confidant. And this weekend, Frank's at the top of the charts for the first time since 1947. Accompanied by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, that was Learning the Blues in the first of 2 weeks it would spend at number one. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.